Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day.
That mean I'm a show and I'm a proof it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint.
I'm undisputed.
That mean I'm a show and I'm a proof it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. That mean I'm a show and I'm a proof it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. Already got two straps, now I'm out to get the rest. You can get the crumbs and scraps, and you can go and get the bread. I'm just trying to get the belts like letters in the alphabet. Vowels in the consonants, champion is what it's spelling. W-O, B-C, B-A, and I-B-F. In another weight class, pound for pound, I'm the best. I'm fighting for legacy, you just fight to get a check. And that's what you call a check, I check you for the disrespect. Keep throwing ones and twos, shooting to something connect. Three and four combinations, seven up into your chest. One and four to the body, lungs just losing their breath. Rain down with the punches, showers, kitchen sinks is next. Franchise, email champ, IBO is left. Undisputed and I'm ruthless, shooting at whoever's next. Oliverse listing, laid out on the map. Looking to the next weight class, anybody can get it. That mean I'm a show and I'm a proof it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. That mean I'm a show and I'm a proof it. That mean you a loser for comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That means
got the best opportunity.
Yeah, young pup, big paws, like David Haney. Lines only, Charlo, fuck you, pay me. On, stopping on, I wanna be just like Mike. Heavyweight like Lennox, but bitch, I do bite. Your face, I abuse if you're thinking that I'm Usyk. Turn you to a pack of weed, same way but Crawford do it. I'm something special, cinnamon, I go Canelo. I might rock chucks, but I fuck you up just like Josh Taylor, ho. Shout out to Kaylee, but I do it my way like a new way. A bit, but I won't respect like B-Hop, let's start the movement. It's lethal, James Payne, my bloodline thick like Roman Reigns. Throw the left hook like Jermaine, I'm on a concussion campaign. McCasker did it like the woke, they got it done for show. You know, discern the camera run, they ready with the smoke. Brackets, get them bitches what's happening. Do it in royal fashion, Clint's code with the action.
I'm understood. That mean I'ma show and I'ma prove it. That mean you a loser, fuck comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed. That mean I'ma show and I'ma prove it. That mean you a loser, fuck comparing me to losers. That mean I bring green to the blueprint. That mean I'm the best to ever do it. I'm undisputed.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to your second edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, coming to you live twice a day. Today is your 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern episode, and we are here to discuss Edgar Berlanga labeling Canelo a super pussy because of his ducking tactics and the fact that, you know what? Let's let Berlanga tell you himself as he's coming into his own. He's doing a great job. I think someone said that this morning, that Berlanga's doing a great job selling this. And I said, what is he doing? I guess he's doing more than I gave him credit for. So let's get to this first screen share. We are here to discuss the Edgar Berlanga interview with Fight Hub TV and Marcos Villegas. This is what we'll be discussing. You can call in via Discord or Twitter. Landline is opening up in another 13 minutes, so give that a second.
Put out an interview saying that he's a good fighter, he's a dangerous fighter, he's big, he comes over 20 pounds. I'm like, yo, bro, you just made yourself look like the biggest pussy in boxing. Like, for real, like, you said 200 million. Because now I'm thinking about it, right? I'm like, wait. I'm like, he's probably not even scared of him. But now, after seeing an interview that he did the other day, and he said, no, he's a great fighter, he's dangerous, he's big, he comes over 20. Like, he's the same weight as you at 168. So what does it matter? If y'all boy on Friday at 168, what does it matter? He jumps up 15, 20 pounds. You jump up the same weight, bro. So what's the difference here? It's pussy. You pussy. It's pussy. Now he's pussy. Super pussy. Put out.
Shout out Edgar Berlanga for calling it down the pipe the way that it is. You know, obviously this is something that boxing fans have been saying for some time, but do we have the right to criticize Canelo, you know, with all that he's already done? But the fighters that want to fight him, that's a little bit different, man. But we are joined by the legendary baby himself, Enrique Church Cash Weezy. What's going on?
What's good? It's a special day, man. That interview was after the LA press conference, and some reason it was released today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is my timeline out of sequence? But well, I love it.
It hit everybody today, between yesterday and today.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I really like this Edgar Berlanga. This is the entertainment we all needed, and it's missing in boxing from everybody's favorite boxer. Everybody's like, Inoue. Inoue don't have that energy, nor does his opponents have that kind of energy when it goes to the fight. Same for Terrence Crawford. I also feel like if David Benavidez would have got the fight, it kind of probably most likely – there you go, three words that mean the same thing — would probably have been like the Andrade respect. Like, yo, well, you know, I respect him because he gave me the opportunity. Let's see where he got fight night. This is a whole other thing. This is a way bigger buildup for me than I believe that David Benavidez would have brought to the ring. To the press conference.
Yeah, you wildin'.
Am I wildin'? Am I wildin'?
For sure, for sure. I think the animosity would have been different. Even if the talking wouldn't have been as much as we getting out of Belonga, I feel like the tension would have been thick. You could cut it because of who David is, all the shit him and his dad been talking. Plus, I can't promise that his dad wouldn't have been talking some shit, right? Like, his dad likes to pop off. I don't know, but since we talking, David, let me play this clip. It's a clip out of Southpaw, the movie, but the internet is reacting, and they saying this is how David should have reacted and showed up to the Belonga Canelo press conference to show that he really wanted to fight.
You know, that's really Jordan.
I think I know one. Me. I mean, all the fans around the world, they want to see it. I mean, y'all tell me, who else is there? Your crew knows it. All these beautiful people in here know it. I know it. I just want to know why you won't give me my shot. All I want is my shot. I just want my shot.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
You know exactly who I am, baby.
He's just trying to make a fight.
And you're that concerned, Miguel?
You ain't never been hit by a real man. All right? Nunca te ha pegado un hombre, weón. Vas a ver.
Shout out.
He's just trying to make a fight.
Shout out to Edgar.
yo, listen. I still don't believe that's what Benavidez
should have did right there.
Benavidez should have, you're right, in retrospect, and we all need retrospect to like come into some shit. But in reality, I think that David would have been respectful. Now that is not happening.
Nah, I think so.
I think now that is not happening. He would have been way disrespectful.
I wouldn't have gave him a pass if he go out there and he go out like Jermell. I think he knows he can't do that because Jermell did that already. Jermell had all
not
that
like
energy.
Not like Jermell.
No, but
not
we like talking. Jermell. Look, we're not but, talking about the fight.
Right.
Don't take.
I'm not talking about the fight. I'm talking about press conference.
Yeah.
I'm saying it would definitely not been like Belonga.
But if he goes in there the way you saying with respect, it would have definitely been like Jermell, and that shit was ass.
Yeah, that shit was ass.
That whole.
I have a feeling that. I don't know. This is. I don't think has Canelo ever saw this. Well, who?
I mean, I don't know that it matters, man. I wish Belonga could put them punches together. He's saying the right things, but can he put the punches together?
I'm going to place a bet on Belonga. I'm doing it. Scratch all the records you want. Que vive Puerto Rico.
Wepa!
Wepa! This is what they're talking about on the streets of New York.
Yo.
David Belonga.
Yo, he out there souping people up.
Belonga got a chance. They asked Caleb Plant. He was like, yo, we've seen a lot of surprises in boxing.
That's what Plant said?
Caleb Plant said that.
Okay, he took the punches route. I like it.
Fight Hype on Fight Hype with Ron G.
Ron G. Shout out, Ron. Good all.
Definitely. Now, this is exciting, man. Like, seeing this, it just ignited us with more boxing fuel. And for me, I'm not excited about any other fight right now because there's no conversation about it like this. I'm more surprised that it was released so late after the LA press conference.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, they sitting on the content. You feel me?
Sitting on the content. I'm surprised. Oh, that was private. That was a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. They were sitting on the contest because that whole Wale and Gilly, the kid interview was New York press conference. They had on the same wardrobe, Belonga and Canelo. And it was just released like over the weekend, right? Yeah, content being sat on. So can he actualize, though, Belonga and I'm excited, man. This conversation is more about what Edgar Belonga is bringing to the fight for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he's bringing pre-fight hype, but that's what I'm saying. Is he going to be able to put them punches together?
Bro, he got to actualize now. He said he got the vision. Now he got to actualize. He said he's a killer. He said he's going to take him out in round 6. You have to believe him. You can't be like, oh, he's going to go there and backpedal and be on defense. He's ready. He said he's going to counter, which means he's going to wait, and he's going to let him open up and see if he could take that punch. He said he's going to bite down. He said everything you just said. And now he's got to actualize. And you just got to believe in him. You know, they told you put your chips on red. put your chips on red?
Nah, it's tough, bro.
Because
he don't got a bunch of tools in the tool basket, right? So he telegraphs the right hand. It's like Canelo got to be able to see that coming. So, yeah, man, I don't know. He's certainly doing his part in terms of building it, giving us things to talk about, giving the street shit to talk about. Certainly putting the attention on Canelo avoiding David is a good tactic, you know, because he didn't go about it, you know, the way that Team Regis went about it with Devin, where it's like, don't make me go get Tank. That was different. This is more like he was axed, and you know, he's like, oh, well, actually, I used to feel this way. Now I do think he's scared. You know what I'm saying? So.
Of you talking about the Benavidez fight when they asked him about it.
When they asked Belanga about it, yeah. Because at first he was saying, nah, you know, I didn't think he was scared. I just, you feel me? And then he's like, yo, I heard he asked for $200 million, and he's talking about he weighs 20-something pounds. And you know, I mean, did you see the clip?
I saw the whole entire interview.
Okay. I want to play it again for those just jumping on. Then we're going to go to the phone lines after we get Enrique's interpretation on this short 55-second clip.
Put out an interview saying that he's a good fighter. He's a dangerous fighter. He's big. He comes over 20 pounds. I'm like, yo, bro, you just made yourself look like the biggest pussy in boxing. Like, for real, like, you said $200 million. Because now I'm thinking about it, right? I'm like, wait. I'm like, he's probably not even scared of him. But now, after seeing an interview that he did the other day, and he said, no, he's a great fighter. He's dangerous. He's big. He comes over 20. Like, he's the same weight as you at 168. So what does it matter? If y'all buying on Friday at 168, what does it matter? He jumps up 15, 20 pounds. You jump up the same weight, bro. So what's the difference here? It's pussy. You pussy. Now he's pussy. Super pussy. Put out a
once again, shout out Marcos Villegas and Fight Hub TV. Go check out the full interview. The link is there on YouTube and on Twitter. Shout out Marcos and Fight Hub for getting that great content and allowing us to have this talk.
I want to first say that Edgar Belanga called him pussy 8 times, and on the 8th one, he called him a super pussy. I feel like Canelo's in his face and his vision and his imagination, and he's just saying the shit, and there's no fear in Edgar's heart. And I'm not saying that, oh, you saw some fighters come in with fear. I'm just saying that I feel that the respect that people want before a fight, he's not giving it, and it's gonna look worse in the ring, whether he's the one taking it or the one shelling it out. That's how I interpret that he's going in there fearless, regardless of what Canelo is known for. Edgar's gonna do it. He's got it all in his head already.
I hear you, man.
And I know you a data man, so you coming with, yo, the tools and the numbers.
Nah, I'm not coming with that. You know, this is one of those fights where you know, Canelo's been at the top for so long that, you know, Edgar getting a knockout is good for the sport. You know, nothing happened to Canelo for losing to Bivol.
Right.
You know, so.
But what if Edgar gets a good-ass 12 rounds in and doesn't win, but still gets like a crazy ass light highlights off of the fight.
He gotta at least hurt him like Jose Cotto did.
And then, young Canelo.
No, yeah, how he hurt the young
Canelo.
It's
more respectful, the older Canelo or the younger Canelo.
No, I'm saying, but that's the last person to hurt him, though.
Yeah.
So if he can at least hurt him, the legend of Edgar Belanga not only grows, but continues.
Listen,
because nobody's hurt Canelo since then, so you got that.
Right. They ain't respecting Edgar's ring IQ, period, and Canelo is just saying, I'm way more advanced than you. And people are going to bite that and bet based on that or not bet. I'm just more like when the guy's mad or the guy's ready and he's going in and ready to take the risk. Yeah, he might lose, but big risk comes big rewards. And he's visualizing it and he's already saying it out loud. So I feel like he's going to go in there and go full extent and try to actualize it. So I'm excited. Sit. Number to call.
As a Puerto Rican, how you feel about other Puerto Ricans that's like, yo, that ain't our champ. You know, we ain't rocking with Belanga. He not ready.
That hypothetical, or they saying that for real?
Nah, they definitely saying that shit.
They definitely saying that? They called in and said that? Because in the pre-pro, Benitez is like, James Benitez in the pre-pro is saying Canelo on that BS, Benavidez on that BS. Belanga gonna prove. Something like that. I mean,
that's one person.
And I'm the second person.
So you don't think there's Puerto Ricans that ain't rocking with him just based off him not being from the island?
Nah, that don't exist in Puerto Rico.
What?
Yeah, Puerto Rico they don't exist. That you ain't from the island, they ain't rocking with you.
What you mean that don't exist? Of course that exists.
If you Puerto Rican and you go out there being Puerto Rican, they welcome you. If you go out there being, I'm better than you, I'm from America, New York, or Pennsylvania, Philly, or wherever, Chicago, then they're not rocking with you. Puerto Rico ain't like that. I've been there many times. They don't call you gringo. They don't call you none of that. I'm just telling you. I think Puerto Ricans ride hard because you're Puerto Rican. And the more you wave the flag, the harder they ride with you. You know? If Suleiman,
you don't feel like y'all abandoned Danny Garcia after he ain't looked great in Puerto Rico?
I'd never abandoned Danny Garcia. I think fight fans abandon him because they just want to be right. Boxing fans always want to be right for some reason. You can see it all day on Twitter when they say, oh, y'all said that Shakur won't get this. You know what I mean? And look, now he with Turkey. And they saying y'all as if they were the one with the right answer. And I'm talking about boxing fans. I ain't putting no race on it. I'm just saying. Boxing fans are the man with the answer, the man with the strategy, the matchmaker, and the money counter. I'm not that. And I think that when it comes to race in the sport of boxing, your race doesn't turn your back on you unless they're a fucking hardcore fan. Yeah. With emphasis. Hardcore boxing fan, I say.
Well, I got Negron $2. Ness got Showbiz dropping bars in the intro. That's actually Stainless. JXV88 $2. This is what you wanted, Ness. Play that Puerto Rican emoji flag twice music.
Puerto Rico.
Damn, we do need that one too, right? We ain't got that one. We got Puerto Rico. Shout out
Toma.
Tony Sunshine. Phone lines are open if you want to call in and voice your opinion on today's topic. We got Lowe's Knows Boxing, the New York Rican.
New York Rican, let's find out, man.
Yo, Nesta, get Nesta, we don't about it, man. Yo, to touch on the Puerto Rican thing, right? I'm not just going to rock with you just because you're Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? At one point in my life, I spent a little bit of time in band camp. And during that time in band camp, I was mostly around blacks and a couple of older Puerto Ricans because a lot of Puerto Ricans my age were running around with the gangs, the Latin Kings, and they were doing drugs, and I didn't want to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So it don't mean race. It's how you carry yourself. The only Puerto Rican I'm rooting for that night is from North Philly, Danny Swift Garcia. He's a class act. I like how he carry himself. He shows that he's a future Hall of Famer, and he has a better chance at pulling off the upset to me than Edgar Belanga. I give Teofimo Lopez a better shot at beating Terrence Crawford than I give Edgar Belanga at beating Canelo Alvarez. I'm sorry. And based on the way Belanga's talking about this is going to be a battle of the IQs, I won't be surprised if this turns out to be another fight where he goes in there to go 12 rounds like Charlo did and calls it a moral victory. Difference is he don't got the legs and the athleticism of Charlo to stay away from Canelo Alvarez. So the fight's going to go one of two ways, and that's for me. I think it could go a 12-round fight if Edgar goes in there and survive. But if Edgar goes in there, balls to the wall, I could see it being a James Kirkland type of highlight reel knockout for Canelo Alvarez. That's how I see that fight. But the guy I'm looking forward to is my guy, Danny Swift Garcia. That's the Boricua that's undefeated against Mexicans. He beat Eric Morales. He beat Jose Benavidez. He beat Brandon Rios. He beat Robert Guerrero. And he beat the other Mexican. I forgot his name. The one that he knocked out from Chicago. Danny Garcia and Shakur Stevenson are the only two Puerto Rican fighters right now that are undefeated against Mexicans. All of them, since Miguel Cotto, have been washed. And I'm qualified to say this because I'm a real Puerto Rican fan. Boricua pa que tu lo sepa. Low nose boxing. That's my call.
He was talking about Brandon Rios, and I don't think he was from Chicago. But, yeah, it don't matter. He still didn't give up on Danny Garcia after his performance in Puerto Rico, as you put it out there, Ness.
Word. That's what I'm saying. If Edgar just could tap that chin, rock him backwards onto them ropes like Jose Cotto, people going to still fuck with him.
He a hardcore, and he ain't want to offend Puerto Rico, so he put Danny Garcia in his conversation. You know what I mean?
So you saying he moving scary.
He moving tiptoe. He's on his tiptoes.
He ain't want to let the Puerto Rocks really know how he felt.
He ain't so really want to let them know how he felt, so he used the defense with the Danny Garcia.
He try to calm
come
the waves
on,
in the pool. He try to calm the waves in the pool. I see him. Yeah. I see him, yo.
Come on, man.
Yo, we caught that, fam.
We mad caught that as soon as he said Danny Garcia. Come on.
Nah, but Danny has proven a lot, so you could just be riding with Danny on some nostalgia.
Right. Not nostalgia. He's just proven, and he used the whole Mexican versus Puerto Rico thing, which makes sense. But still, come on, he can't tell me his heart ain't pounding for Belanga, Edgar Belanga. Somebody in his family got to be named Edgar.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Edgar.
With the same haircut.
Sumatai. Yo, that's crazy. That's why Mexican fan base is so big. They don't really do that unless you are Mexican-American, then they treat you like Benavidez. But, like, if you Rayo and Pitbull and Venado Lopez and Emmanuel Navarrete and Oscar Valdez and Canelo, you know, Oscar De La Hoya, you know, Juan Manuel, like, they rock with you. Win or lose, tune up or not, duck or not. Because Isak, man, Isak ducked, like, two back-to-back fights and still blew up. He still blew out. He ducked Shakur twice and then got the Rolly fight and still became, you know, everything that he is. Derek Lincoln, $2. Marco and I here for them highlights on this one. Okay, laughing out loud emoji. That's crazy. It's going to be a movie, yo. Keep it moving, $2. That, yo, personal experience, it definitely happens. No clue what he's talking about. Me neither. Rez. With the biz.
With the biz, Rez.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Hey, can you do me a favor real quick? Can you put the Puerto Rico song on?
Puerto Rico.
Shit, I love that. I love that, man. But yeah, man. Shit, I like the way how Edgar Berlanga disrespecting Canelo, man. A lot of these times, these fighters be way too respectful. And you literally just go in the ring to be respectful, like fight respectfully. Like, nah, we need some motherfucker that don't care who you are. You know, you can say Canelo, go up to his face and be like, I'm about to take your belts. You know, we need someone like that. Yeah, he may not, a lot of people may not believe it, but shit, you got to speak it to existence for it actually to come true, man. You got to believe in yourself. You know, you
right.
Gotta believe in yourself. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, why the fuck you asking for Canelo? You know, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm gonna ride for my Puerto Rican motherfucker. You know, on the fight night, you will see me with a Puerto Rican wife beater, motherfucking Corona, fucking flag, a fucking cap out here screaming Edgar Belanga. Gonna be out here fucking Canelo up. I don't give a fuck. I'm putting my money on Belanga too for the knockout, for the knockdown and for the win. Three separate bets, 100 each, man. Not only that's gonna happen, we're gonna get a Puerto Rican champ at 168. And all these motherfuckers gonna come out here saying, oh, damn, Berlanga did it. Nah, keep the same energy. Go dick ride with Canelo. We out here with Berlanga. Berlanga gonna be out here new champ.
Yo, let's go.
Yo, I'm gonna say like Puerto Ricans say, mira, se me palaron los pelos.
Yo. Mira, ya tú sabes, ya tú sabes.
Come on, man, you doing it right. Yo, man, I'm taking, hilarious. I'm placing them same bets.
Mira, we're gonna make dinero. Pay hella money, man. About to be the upset of the year. Been the upset of the year, they're gonna be the biggest upset of the year. Ain't no one gonna stop talking about this once Edgar Berlanga knocked the fuck out of Canelo Alvarez. Give him that first O, man. Puerto Rican gonna be the one to do it. 2-0 September 14th. That's my call, Ness.
Let's go. Enrique, man, the producer Brandon said that was a great speech on nationality. You riling up the troops, baby.
Yeah, bring them out. Bring them out.
Yeah, yo. I don't know, man. He got that one right hand. That's the thing. Canelo gonna see that shit coming. Like,
McCory, he gonna set it up, man. Yeah, come
but it
on,
took
man.
Him so. Like, he struggled to set it up with McCory.
Right, they learned from
eventually,
that, man. Stop.
It eventually landed, but he struggled because you could see that like, it's overuse of that one tool. We need him to go into that fight with the mentality of more than just the right hand. That's all I ask. You know, if he can do that, you know, and potentially wobble, you know, drop, stumble into the ropes. That's all beneficial. You know, I mean, Jaime didn't do much.
Well, he had compassion for Jaime.
No, but Jaime at least lasted the 12, but I don't remember like any one sequence where it was like, oh, you know, Jaime busted him up that, you know what I mean? And then Plant, he did really well, but it was more controlling. Obviously, you know, when Canelo turned it up, you seen that Plant really wasn't hurting Canelo. So even though at that moment, you know, we might have thought he was winning, but the minute he triggered Canelo, that shit, it was like Crawford and Porter.
Listen, what would be your game plan for Berlanga if you was in his corner? Bro, knowing everything you know about Canelo. Knowing everything you know about Berlanga.
I would go out like Andre. Andre, you know, he tried to give it his 100% for however many rounds consistently until he gassed. And we know that's going to be the issue with Berlanga. Bro, don't go in there trying to box, man. Don't go in there talking about IQ. Like, you can say that shit in the build-up, but don't go in there thinking you about to outbox Canelo. That shit ain't going to happen. Like, Plant is a superb boxer. He couldn't get it done. Jermell was an undisputed boxer puncher. He couldn't get it done. Bro, I think, like, when's the last time somebody just swarmed his ass? Just swarm him. Swarm him.
Like, well, the like, Kirkland like just Gotti, swarm him. I can't remember.
Like, Gotti 3 versus Mayweather. Just fucking swarm him. But I'm talking about Gotti 3 after the bell rung. Like, where he, you know, ran after Mayweather after the bell. Like, just swarm him. 3 minutes, three minutes of each round, as long as it lasts. Just swarm him. Pounces. He already said, I'm going to hit him in the arm. I'm going to hit him in the shoulder. Hit him everywhere. Hit him everywhere. He admitted that Kirkland hit him in the arm, and he got nervous. Like, I don't want this dude to hit me in the face. Swarm him. Don't give him time to process and digest and download and, you know. Nah. Swarm him. Keep him busy.
I'm glad you brought up the Kirkland.
Push him too.
Like,
push him. I say get a little bit dirty. I know I'm the main rough dude that don't like dirty. But
I'm saying
this the big one. You might have to do everything right now.
Canelo is just like how David Berlanga said. He goes in, he wants you to like respect him, kiss the ring type
shit.
Why you
keep calling him David Berlanga? That's massively disrespectful.
It ain't being disrespectful intentionally. So I said David Berlanga because I got both names fused. Edgar Berlanga.
All right.
Edgar Berlanga. Edgar Berlanga.
Thought you was Puerto Rican, man. It's Berlanga.
Okay, Berlanga.
There you go. Let's go.
Yo, so check this out. Canelo was like, yo, as soon as I felt his power, I was like, man, let me get him out of here. Bang, right? With Kirkland. He said that. He said that in the interview. I know what you were referring to. So Edgar Berlanga is not that, man. He ain't. I don't think he's going to allow that. I think he's going to go in there with, like, yeah, probably take it, coast it, fill it out, fill his power out, play with him for four rounds, and then turn up so he does not gas out unless Canelo's pressure is super pressure, like everybody's saying, and Berlanga just starts, you know, swarming as you bring it. So I don't know what the game plan would be if I was in this corner, but I don't want Edgar to gas out, nor do I want Edgar to get stopped. Mm. So I Jay asked you Will. For your game plan. You the data man. Jay Will, what up, man?
Yes, we Ness, what's good?
What up?
Yo, I'm feeling that little interview from Berlanga, of course, me being the resident Canelo hater. You know what I'm saying? I'm aware with pride. But you know, honestly though, I think this is gonna be an event, low key, like y'all been saying. I wasn't really fond of the fight, but just the event itself, I think it's gonna be entertaining. I like Berlanga's energy for sure. But I just think we gotta be honest on assessing Canelo, or giving Canelo some kind of bar to measure his performance. You know, just a fight ago, he said nobody beats this Canelo, right? So I think Berlanga said a lot of disrespectful shit even prior to the interview. Even Canelo himself said, just watch, I'm going to teach you a lesson. Now he's extra motivated to fuck Berlanga up. So with all that being said, man, if Canelo doesn't look really good against Berlanga, he doesn't have to get a one. I'm not setting a crazy standard where he has to get a one-punch knockout, nothing like that, but he can't look like how he looked against Ryder or Jermell. Yeah, Jermell ran. I get, yeah, but you're supposed to be one of the greatest, so you got to figure it out. It's just stop saying, you know, nobody beat this Canelo. You haven't stopped nobody in I don't know how long. So even Canelo even said Berlanga's not even the plan. So he's saying Berlanga should be some of his easiest work. If that's the case, then show us. So if Berlanga makes it 12 and has a decent showing against Canelo, we're going to have to start reassessing Canelo and where he's at right now at the stage of his career. Because a lot of people still say he's, again, top five pound for pound. He hasn't showed top five pound for pound skills in a minute. So, yeah, I think, but me personally, I think Canelo will stop him. I think he should stop him. If Canelo doesn't stop him, I would advise Canelo not to go anywhere near Benavidez, because Benavidez is definitely stopping Berlanga. So, yeah, so I think this is really setting the table to be an entertaining fight. But yeah, man, I want to see if Canelo's going to really bring it. That's my call, though.
This was wrong with boxing fans. He said if Berlanga lasts 12, we got to reassess Canelo. Not that Jaime is young, hungry, determined, and lasted 12. Not that Berlanga is young, a natural 168-pounder who could punch and can last 12. No, Berlanga, Canelo is declining. I'm telling you, man.
You feel like it's your time. But it's not your
it
time.
It ain't worth pleasing these boxing fans. They just classless, man. Keep it moving, $2. Edgar is the hero we didn't know we needed. Yeah. True. If he could get the knockout.
Nah, you keep going to the fight and, like, bringing your own vision into it. He is the hero we thought we didn't need it. He is the savior of boxing. Based off the energy he's bringing to Canelo, the face of boxing. Come on, man. Who else would have brought that kind of energy?
I mean,
you keep saying David would have been mad disrespectful.
Is he a hero?
And his father?
Is he a hero or is he the villain? We didn't know hero, we needed.
Okay, the villain. Villain is way better than the victim. definitely. I
mean, he not a victim because the fight ain't here. We got to see how he going to perform.
The hero in the sense of the entertainment and the belief that he's now got people nodding their head like, yeah, Belonga, let's go. Let's go. And you could be hardcore and want to be right and be like, I told you he wasn't going to be
with. Yeah, but y'all Puerto Rican, though.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
It was 3 Puerto Ricans called in.
All right, that's just 3 out of how many phone calls? 5? That's more than 50%.
No, I hear you, but all I'm saying is you say he changing the people's mind. He changing his own countrymen's mind.
Okay.
He getting y'all to band together, getting y'all to, you know, believe in him. But keep it moving, $2. Is Floyd going to bet over or under 6-round KO? Bow, bow.
Yo, I want to answer James Benitez. The victim in boxing is whoever is not getting the Canelo fight. The victim in boxing is whoever is not getting the Gervonta fights. The two faces of boxing that choose their opponents. Come on, stop that.
H-Town, counterpunch.
H-Town.
What up, Dennis? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
H-Town, baby. Hey, man, Jay Will is, you know what they say, man, ignorance is bliss. He's like, look what Canelo did against Ryder. Yeah, he beat the crap out of him. Dude was holding his face together with tape, coming back from an injury. You know? Oh, look at his last 5 fights. That's not top 5, you know, resume to be in pound for pound. What? He beat a champion that was, 42-1? And he beat a undisputed champion. Come on, man. They're tripping. God, the hate is real, man. The hate is real. But hey, man, Berlanga, man, I like the way he's talking, man. But man, get the shovel out of his hand, Ness. He's digging that grave. He needs to be nice like Munguia. So when he sees him.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDsRanch.com/save50 today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Paul, he'll help him up, hold him up by the shoulder and be like, "All right, youngster, I'll just carry you the last 3-4 rounds."
Yeah, I'm but what if that's the thing? No one's ever tried to rattle Canelo. What if he can't fight angry?
Caleb Plant was talking all sorts of crap. Come on, Ness. We already went down this path.
Nah. He did at the first. Caleb
was mad disrespectful.
Calm down.
He calmed down. Disrespectful than Berlanga's being. Yeah, that's crazy, man. It just
there was like a language barrier. There was a language barrier with Plant and Canelo.
Upsets are always good for boxing, so if Berlanga wins, they'll be exciting. But man, what's Canelo shown? When you start bumping them gums and you start digging that hole with that shovel, he just, okay, I show you. It's different in the ring. It's different, Ness. You feel it?
Who's that, Speedy Gonzalez?
That's Canelo talking to Berlanga.
Oh, okay.
What do you say, Nash? You need 20. You need 20 for me to be scared. You need 20 of you for me to be scared. That's mad disrespectful. How you got a little 5'7" dude saying you need 26'2" guys for him to be scared?
Bro, an accomplished. Y'all
tripping, dog. That's like a little. I'm 6'1", man. A little 5'4" dude talking to me like 5'5", dude talking to me like that. Be looking at this dude, got to be crazy, boy. You see, Berlanga's eyes start shifting left and right. That's fear, Papa. That's fear. That's all right though. But hit the song though, cause I like it. Though. Hit the song, Ness. Puerto Rico.
I think that the fear was put on display by Berlanga. You're right about that. He exposed Canelo's fear. You know, by breaking it down in layman's terms for the boxing fans that didn't realize that Canelo clearly stated that someone in his weight is a great fighter, a bigger fighter, and a threat. You know, so you know, Berlanga just pointed out that was some pretty pussy shit.
Eight times he called him pussy.
Then he ended it with the cherry on top, super pussy.
Super pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it went down. I mean, look, again, because Berlanga's been on a roller coaster, what he says doesn't mean anything to most boxing fans because he's, you know, he's got to prove it. It's just that simple. Baby Joker counter.
Yo, what's up, Ness?
What up?
Hey. Al jodido con todo Puerto Rico. Wartime, you know. Hey, that second caller, you know, he had me hyped with this Puerto Rican speech. Wearing his, white beater, Puerto Rican white beater. Then he fucked it up and said, drinking some Coronas, bro. Go get yourself some medallas. Drinking that Mexican shit.
Nah.
We don't care.
We don't care that shit is made in Mexico, bro.
Bring your own bring medallas out here, bro.
We drink Coronas in DR as well. But you're right, though. They should have their own beer because we got our own. I was his presidente.
We,
Yeah, we got medalla in Puerto Rico, Ness. Come on, man.
What? I ain't Puerto Rican, doggy. I know about my presidente. I know,
but you've been there, though.
I don't know nothing about y'all own homegrown beer. I know that y'all make the liquor. What's the liquor y'all make? Bacardi.
Bacardi.
Hey, Ness, on the shit talking, man. I mean, it's cool, right? But I don't really give a damn about it. You know,
that's because you know the last Canelo person is, bro.
Because the last person that I remember that talked super disrespectful shit was Billy Joe Saunders. He went as far as to degrade the Mexican race. I don't know if you guys listened to that. There's a Puerto Rican radio station where he did an interview in Spanish with him when he was in New York, and they asked him, Does this get you going? He's like, yes. He's like, then he asked him, the person asked Canelo, you think Berlanga is a bad person because he's trying to do this? He goes, no, he's just doing his job. But I like it. You know, it makes me come in there and really try to hurt him. And then they asked him about what person do you believe was a bad person when they talk shit? And he said, Billy Joe. He said, when I went in that fight, I took that fight personal. He said, I didn't fight just for myself. That guy was talking mad shit about the Mexicans. And, you know, he broke his face, made him quit, bro. That shit was crazy. I thought that shit was staged, too, because the way he ran into that corner, I'm like, what the fuck? What happened? But, yeah, bro. Berlanga saying this about Canelo and the way shit, I guess. To some, it might seem like he's a pussy. Dude's still fighting. I don't really give a damn. I like how Berlanga's selling it, though. It's cool. I hope he performs better than Munguia. Because, you know, Munguia was the boring dude. He didn't say shit. But he came disrespecting Canelo right out the get-go, man. I can't believe you said when's the last guy that fucking rushed him. Munguia put hands on Canelo the first three rounds. He was touching him with some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then what happened? He told him, settle down, knocked his ass down, and took over the fight. He controlled the fucking fight, bro. We'll see, though, you know? This is boxing. We just seen Angelo Leo get a big upset. That was a crazy fight. You know, anything can happen in boxing, Ness. And if he does it, that's good. It's a new face of the sport, right? That's what we need. We only got two. A third one won't hurt, especially, you know, the Puerto Ricans need something. All they got is Bad Bunny.
That's Bad Bunny's global. What are you talking about? What do you have?
No, but
you have Peso Pluma.
Yeah, but he's still saying y'all need something. Like I get what he's saying. He's funny. That was funny. Yo, what do we got here? A lot of callers, man. A lot of callers.
They here to represent.
True. What it do?
What it do, Drew?
Yo, yo, I'm audio.
Okay.
Hit my fucking music, Ness.
Puerto Rico.
Don't get excited, Enrique.
You know what time it is, baby. September 14th. The Puerto Rican massacre. We're going to see a bunch of Puerto Ricans at Border Wars and in Vegas in the corner crying like Cotto versus Margarito. You know what I mean?
Look at Those Enrique's last face tough Puerto, now.
The last tough Puerto Rican. The last real Puerto Rican is sitting in the clink over there, Felix Verdejo. The rest of these Mama Lukes ain't going to bust a grape. You know what I mean? Like Gio said, we got a bounty. Anybody that knocks out a Puerto Rican at Border Wars gets $150. You know what I mean? That little Mama Luke Berlanga ain't going to do nothing. People talking about, oh, we're gonna see if Canelo, how he is, if he angry, he's scared. Like, bro, the man fought a fight with his brother kidnapped by the cartel. You think he worried about some chump New York Puerto Rican, bro? Come on, man.
But that's like, different. That's not here? Anger. That's more anticipation,
that's
fear.
Anger. That's
no,
anger.
No,
that's
no.
Fear.
That's random pay. That's a ransom pay.
That's fear that your brother could die. Come on, that's different. That's totally a different emotion, in my opinion.
Come on, that's a different. That's way more.
For sure. I agree that should be able to affect you just as much, but it's still a different emotion.
And we're not worried about a dude. But you could die in this sport.
Champ,
and we're not
give me
what
a, I'm going to come right back to you, bro.
Go do your thing. Go ahead,
I got Troy Isley. Let me get into this quick interview. Troy, you there? Did I take
Troy? Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, champ? Appreciate you jumping on, man. We've been trying to get you on the show for a minute now. You know, we've already given you the congratulations on the last win, but we know that you should be back in action. I think it's November the 8th, and you finally get to get a hometown fight.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling about that, man? I know it's going to be you and Keyshawn and potentially even Brian Norman. That would be a stacked card to bring back to your hometown. You got to be excited.
I'm very excited. It couldn't be coming at a better time, you know, as soon as everything starts kind of taking off. So it's I'm very excited about it.
So you're back home now, right? Because I see you training with Boogs, or is that old?
Nah, I'm in the Boogs right now.
Oh, no,
that's I'm a Boogs right now. I'm at Headbangers.
Yeah. I seen you had posted some pad work, so I didn't know. All right, so are you just, like, pre-camping in D.C., and then you'll get with BoMac and the team later?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get with BoMac, and I'm going like to get with them on, like, the 26th of this month.
So, I don't know. You nervous or what? It's been a minute since you've been able
to
go back home.
It's too late to be nervous. It's too late to be nervous, man. It's gonna be a little butterflies, but you know, I didn't got through Vladimir, you know, I didn't beat my first undefeated opponent. Ain't nothing to be nervous about, you know what I'm saying? I'm here now.
So what do you think? I don't know if they given you an opponent yet. Is there someone in mind that you want, or does it even matter at this point?
It don't matter at this point, but I want the champions. So you know, Adames, Jennebeck. So I mean, we 2-3 fights. We want whoever got the belt.
You think Jennebeck could hold the weight for another 3 fights for you to you know, obviously he's
2 or 3. He should. He say he could, but. Who knows? Whoever got the belt in 2-3 fights, that's who we want.
And speaking of Johnny Beck, after Crawford beat Madrimov, did you see that he posted a picture of him and Crawford side by side saying, you know, obviously inviting Crawford to 160 for a fight?
I ain't even see that, nah, but I heard something about it. I heard somebody talk about it, but I ain't see it.
Have you ever sparred him, being as though you guys are both with Top Rank?
Never sparred Jennebeck. I was actually invited to one of his camps, but it was the camp right when I was about to start training with BoMac and them. So I decided not to go, and I was like, I want to get a new feel for my new team, and I was fighting Vladimir. So I was like, yeah, nah, I need a whole camp with my team. So I didn't go.
Champ,
but
can you hold the mic away from your jacket so it doesn't hit because it's clicking? Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Do you hear me, or I got to repeat?
Nah, you good.
Yeah, but nah. I sparred Adames last camp, and I sparred Laura, though, so. But it don't really matter. Sparring is sparring, you feel me? I feel like, you know, I done added some new hints to my game, and, I feel like I'm the best at 160.
Is there one of the two that you prefer over the other? Like, would you rather Adames over Johnny Beck, or you'd rather Johnny Beck over Adames because of the two belts?
I would rather Johnny Beck over Adames because he got two belts. But it don't matter either or. I'd rather fight Johnny Beck first because he got two belts. And then, you know, I would probably get Johnny Beck first because he's on the top ring side. So, yeah.
So, obviously, you know, again, Bud just moved up to 54. We know that you have sparred him a lot. What can you tell us that you have learned from being in the ring with him? And what was, I guess, the biggest surprise, you know, because everybody was assuming he may or may not be strong enough. We see that he weighed 170 damn near for that fight. He was 2 ounces away from 170. But Yeah. What's been your experience? How strong has he been, and what have you been able to soak in? What sort of experience you think you're gaining from that time spent now?
Well, just from being around him, I already, like how I just said, I feel like I'm the best. Like just being around the best make you feel like you're the best. And then I wouldn't say I felt his power, because, I mean, I fight 160. I was always bigger than Bud Paul. So the power, I wasn't really nothing I paid attention to. But I did see when we were sparring, when he put numbers together, it was a little more like, it'd be like when he put it together and hit land like three or four shots, he was more powerful. That's what I noticed. And then what I kind of like took from him, you know, the distance down pack. And then y'all know I like to fight a lot. So, you know, now I'm thinking more, being more methodical. Why I don't have to fight if I don't have to fight. So, you know, just making me use my head a little bit instead of, you know.
Yeah, I certainly feel like it all came together in your last performance. But I got a bunch of questions for the people before we let you go. First one is from San Antonio, Texas. Who would you say is your main mentor coaching you through your position in the boxing game? We see many fighters who can't handle the glamour and the fame that comes with the success. Stay focused, champ. So I guess who's your mentor in this sport?
My mentor, I got my dad. I got you mean a boxer mentor or like just a random person? Like,
I mean, he didn't specify. He just said, "Who's your main mentor coaching you through your position in the boxing game?"
Well, I mean, I got my dad. My dad going to tell me what I need to do. So, and I'm laid back. I be cool, and I ain't doing too much. I'm good. So, hey, it's cool. I'm gonna be ready for it.
I got Bernard Banks. Thank you. I got Bernard Banks from Toronto, Canada. He says, you beat Madrimov in the amateurs in a very close fight. What do you remember about that fight, and how do you see the fight with him and your stablemate Crawford played out?
I mean, they both was giving each other like, Madrimov was giving him a bunch of feints, so Crawford really couldn't get his rhythm set, couldn't really set nothing or really, you know, set anything off on the dude. So, I mean, it was a quiet fight. I thought it was going to be a little more exciting, but it is what it is. It's boxing. So I wasn't mad about it. I wasn't unhappy about it. But I feel like, you know, if I fold my dream off, it'd be more action, you know, or it'd probably be how Crawford fought him. But who knows? I would go to his body, though, as a pro, but he wouldn't win. That's all I know.
Did he surprise you with the
Can you put an address so I can know where to go?
Did he surprise you with his, again, that herky-jerky movement that did cause, you know, some issues? Because
yeah, he surprised me.
So he didn't fight like that when he fought you?
Nah, he didn't. He wasn't using that many feints when he fought me. When he fought me, we was it was a brawl, three rounds when he fought me. Mm.
All right, we got another one here from...
But hold on. I was expecting him to switch. I was surprised he did not switch.
Oh, so he does switch.
Yeah, he switched when he fought me. He was going both sides when he fought me. Mm. Pause.
We got Malcolm in New York. He says, Top Rank has moments in fights when they speak to the coaches for a few and we hear them yelling instructions. You do an amazing job following with what BoMax says, but... Has there been a moment where he yells something out and the opponent, hold on, hears it and could counter those instructions? Love the changes to your style. Salute emoji. Peace.
I wouldn't say an opponent does it. For the most part, if he yells something out, I'm not going to do it right away. I'm going to try to set it up first. But majority of the stuff, like he said in the interview, it's stuff that I already know. It just take time reminding me and bringing it back out of me. So that's all. But as far as like you know, game planning and everything, BOMAC, BOMAC, Saul, Red, they came up with a hell of a I had Ron too.
All right. We got Benny Hill that says, a lot of people view 160 as a top-heavy division. Can you tell us what champions is the weakest? And do you see yourself being in contention for a title soon and to fight any of the current champs? So you certainly said you want the champs. So I guess the other part would be, do you view any of those champs as weak?
Nah, I don't. I don't view any of them as weak.
For sure.
I don't view any of them as weak. I do think Jennebeck ain't really fought nobody, but I don't view them as weak.
All right. We got Toledo Treese in Ohio that says, what are your thoughts on Johnny Beck having weight issues, and how soon do you believe you'll be fighting for those two belts?
In the next... I'll be fighting for a belt. Well, my last fight, I said the next two, three. In the next two fights, I'll be fighting. The next one, two fights, I'll be fighting for a belt. But if Jennebeck can't make the weight, he needs to hurry up and just and let the belts go and not do what Charlo did and stall the division out for 2 years. Mm.
We got Octo. Greetings, champ. Being signed to Top Rank as a whole, what are some of the things the company could improve on? I don't know. That's a great one to answer.
I ain't good. I'm good on that.
Smart answer. Rue in the 504, what changes would you make to the USA amateur boxing system?
USA amateur boxing system. What I would do. I mean, what can you do? I mean, what can you do? I want to say less. I don't know. I would say just make it. Give it some better coaching. Put some better coaches in there.
Okay.
Yeah, put some better coaches in there. Real top number one coaches, not coaches that, not one top coach and then a bunch of assistants or a bunch of third level coaches. You feel me? Put real coaching in there, and then I mean. At the same time, I don't know. It's just because USA, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the coaching. I don't know if it's the kids. I don't know what it is about. I don't know what the Olympic problem is, but I don't know.
All right. We got Never Too Much Steph that says, what up, Troy? This Steph from Ohio. How is training with BOMAC's team?
It's intense. Intense, motivating, tiring as hell, but it's fun. I mean, I would say it's tough and intense. Put it like that.
Last one, champ from Atlanta, James Benitez. Troy, I like you as a fighter, but can you make up your mind either stop these ninjas or win by decision? You messed up my parlay, then you stop someone. Should I keep calling you Decision Troy, or will you be the Transformer going forward?
Hey, bro, I mean, I'm going to be the Transformer going forward. But damn. I mean, shit. They don't go down, bro. I be trying. Shit, I don't be letting up. I be trying to stop them, but shit, hey. They don't be going, bro.
Now, Javier, I knew Javier cool. was I wasn't... tough, though. I knew he was tough, bro.
Yeah,
I wasn't mad
about going the distance my last fight, though.
I knew it was going decision. I bet decision.
Yeah, I wasn't mad about going to decision because I wanted to get the 10 rounds. So I wasn't mad about going to decision. I would have rather got the knockout, but I wasn't mad about going to decision because, now I got 10 rounds. So it's cool. I know what 10 rounds feel like. But, yeah, I've been working on that, book. That's what we kind of been working on, sitting on my punches, so it's coming. You're going to see the Transformer.
All right, champ. Well, that was the last one. We do appreciate you jumping on, man. Wish you the best. Congrats on the hometown fight, and make the best of it, man. Give out your social media if anybody that isn't following you, champ.
For Instagram, Megatroy1, Twitter, Goat Transformer, and Facebook, Troy Asley. And catch me back November 8th.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Troy Asley, up-and-coming contender, ready for them title shots. I love it. I love it, man. We're taking callers. We're going right back to the phone lines. We had to knock that interview out. Looks like we got... in Baltimore, looking like Cherry in Baltimore. What up?
Hello?
What's up, brother?
What's up, buddy? Berlanga. Berlanga is likely going to do better than what people think. And that's not saying much because nobody thinks he's going to do that good. But what he's got going for him is he's big. He's bigger than Canelo. I can clearly see that. He's got youth on his side. There's a big experience gap there, no question about it. Canelo has to be favored. But in case anybody's not paying attention, Canelo's last five opponents, no stoppages. Plus, he has a loss in there to Bivol. One could even argue that since Canelo tested positive for clenbuterol, the KOs have stopped. The only guy I can think of is Plant. He got Plant out on a TKO. But beyond that, they've stopped.
He's still getting knockdowns every fight.
Well, he's gotten some knockdowns, but the stoppages have stopped. When he was going to unify...
You still got power if you're knocking people down. That's all I'm saying, so...
Well, a knockdown's a knockdown.
You implied that the knockouts have stopped since the clenbuterol. So if the knockouts decreased because of the clenbuterol, he wouldn't have the power to continue to knock high-level opponents down. These are not, regular.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. What I know for sure is true is his last five opponents have went the distance, and one of them was a junior middleweight. So let's not ignore that. And in his last seven fights, one of them was a one-sided loss to Bivol, which he moved up. I'm well aware of that. But the reality is that's what we know. Beyond that, it's speculation. I'm speculating that the clenbuterol, I'm not trying to hang that tag on him, but it doesn't seem like it to me, it may not just be coincidental. However, I expect them. Everybody expects him to beat Berlanga. Huge experience gap there, so no question there. But Berlanga will probably do better. These fights for Canelo, while he's not really old numerically in boxing, he's got 60 plus pro fights, so that probably puts him 34-35 area. Him and Bud Crawford, these fights ain't going to get no easier. The guys they're going to be fighting are young, they're strong, and while they're not as experienced, they want to win too. You see what I mean? And I haven't seen this play out in boxing over 40-plus years. Nobody beats Father Time. This is well known. And the fights, they're not going to get easier. Virgil Ortiz, yeah, you got to favor Bud Crawford in that matchup. That is not going to be an easy fight. Absolutely not. Neither is Tim Tszyu, and neither is Fondora. In my estimation. So I just want to throw that caveat out there. Now, I'm a long-time Canelo fan, but he's no different.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
He's no different than anybody else. Father Time catches up.
All right, champ. That is the bell. James Benitez.
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, Enrique, man, you a fool, man. But, on the day of reckoning, man, when Berlanga steps face-to-face with Canelo, man, we're going to be having our case of Maltagoya. We're going to get some damn bartenders to go ahead and make us some coquito.
I haven't had a Malta in forever. That's crazy. Yo, shout out to you for that, bro. That was wild right there. Matagoya, la manta del momento.
Oh shit.
Para yo, me. Yo, that's my shit. That's wild.
Watch the mountain in the background.
Some, you did that, ice, man. You out here wilding, man.
How do I take that off?
I fixed it for you, fams.
Thanks, fam. So how you gonna fix them out there? But yeah, Malta Goya and the Malta del Momento. That shit is funny.
Word.
You, I mean, bro, I mean, shit. You know, I could run up Chicago, man. You know, they got some Hispanic stores out there. I could probably get a case for. That shit ain't nothing.
They got that out here too. But hold up, you Puerto Rican?
Yeah, what? Nigga.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'm meeting the people as we go, man.
How you meeting the people as we go, bro? That's
James I missed the name.
Benitez, man.
James Benitez, what up? Hello,
yeah,
mio.
What up, man?
Yo,
shit,
stop
man.
Stealing our phrases, yo. We can't do that.
Nah.
Can't do
mi gente, nah. Mi gente. How about that, yo,
man? But James, you gotta say some shit like.
Go ahead, we back.
Nah, I was just going to say, man, ain't nothing wrong with what Belonga said, man. Super pussy, man. He just called it like he saw it and everything. That's something that Puerto Ricans do, man. We pretty much just stand on business. And just to keep the show rolling, man, look, man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to actually getting the interview. I'm glad that y'all caught up with Decision Troy. Troy, man, I hope you do turn into the Transformer, man, because, look, man, you look the part,
bro, that was
man.
Mean of you, bro.
No, ooh. It was a fact, though. He laughed that shit off, man.
That was mean.
Come, Ness, man, I just asked the same shit we all think of the community. We like, why the fuck he ain't stopping shit, man? But look, he about to get it together, about to sit on his punches more, and he about to start wrecking shit, man. So hopefully he does rise to become one of the cream of the crop at 160, man. And I'm going to continue following his career. And Ness, man, and Enrique, shout out to you. Shout out to the community as always, man. I'll catch y'all on the next one.
All right.
Shout out to you. Thank you.
I got a couple of super chats.
Super chat.
And counters, actually. Baby Joker, counterpunch, courtesy of DJ Double D. And another counterpunch for H-Town, courtesy of DJ Double D, hashtag TBX. Cantrell with the $5. Ness, Belonga can beat Canelo. Just got into get Daddy Oscar to pay off the judges. Hit the Puerto Rico. Nah, we don't want that type of win, bruh.
Wait, what type of, like, pay off the judges?
Yeah.
Nah, come on, man. That ain't how we play.
Yeah, we want the real, real deal, man. We got Pistol Parkway, Mozzie, $5. It's so funny. You don't even have to beat Canelo to beat Canelo. I mean, think about it. Like Mosley came out of that Floyd fight with more clout because he landed the right hand. Like, that happens. Maidana came out of the Floyd fight a bigger star because he knocked out a tooth. You know, like
Pitbull Cruz became a bigger star because he went 12 with Gervonta with one hand. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, keep him going. Keep dropping them names, man. Buster Douglas came out a star because he knocked out Mike Tyson.
Word, man.
All right, come on, Belonga could do it.
We going to them counters, right? We got Joker and H-Town on the counter. Who is there? H-Town, what up?
What up, Ness? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
H-Town, baby. Hey, you know these people talking about that fighting Canelo don't make you a viable name, like, you know, when you fight Tank or this and that. Bro, the only reason Ryder and Munguia was a viable fight is because he fought Canelo.
Yeah, but it
come
don't.
On, get out of here, man. Get out of here, dog.
I said it yesterday. Like, Billy Joe's not a bigger name. Callum Smith is not a bigger name. Leah Smith is not a bigger name. Kirkland didn't become a bigger name.
That's because Canelo puts these guys away, bro. They're done. He breaks their spirit.
I mean,
bro, that boy broke his damn eye socket, broke his spirit. He didn't want to fight no more. Both brothers, he broke their spirits, bro. That's just look what he did to my boy Jermell. My boy Jermell out there drinking with your mom now.
Wait, what's the point of saying that? That it doesn't make you a bigger name? Because Frank Martin just lost against Gervonta Davis. Is he a bigger name?
That's what like,
I don't understand.
Saying.
I don't understand why you're bringing
saying.
That up.
That's what we're saying. The tank, it, losing the tank, you get more, you bubble more. You get like more known than losing to Canelo.
I don't know, because Ryan really was already bigger them. Than Tank, but when he fought Tank.
Huh?
Said Ryan was Canelo, bigger than Tank.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll bring it up afterwards.
I mean, you're looking at it just in boxing terms, but I'm looking at it as in everyday terms. Everyday terms, Ryan was bigger than Tank. He was known all over TikTok, all over YouTube, all over social media. You know, he was already a viable name. He's already making money off that name. You know, I mean, who else? Who else that you could say is right now making money off the loss? Who, Pitbull? Why? And why is Pitbull making money? Because Pitbull thought they beat him, not because
no,
he lost to him.
But not only Pitbull.
Who? Barrios.
Barrios.
Y'all reaching.
What?
Listen,
Barrios got another pay-per-view after Tank directly. And Barrios is a champion Rowley wasn't a big fight after losing a Tank. Yo, you losing this one, Ace Town. Let it go.
No,
let it go.
Ness, everybody knew Rowley already before Tank. Everybody knew he was a clown. Rowley already had them popularity for sparring Ryan and all that bullshit that he's been beating up people and sparring, judo throwing people and sparring, fighting everybody's camp and sparring. Come on, man. Everybody knew Rowley was crazy already.
But
hey,
remember,
I mean, come on.
The tank fight is what put him in position against, as Ness calls him, Basuro instead of Barroso.
Oh, man. Ness wouldn't put Devin Haney in front of Barroso. He loved Devin too much. You know what happened? Barroso put him to sleep forever. That boy's not the dark horse. That's the dark donkey. Because he hit like a damn donkey, man. I'm out, man. But that's BS. That's all I got to say. Ness, hate it or love it. I'm out.
King underscore XX. Underscore one is in the building. Belanga said pussy 8 times. Let's talk about it. You know the content.
Yeah, Belanga just talking, man. He done had his conference with the Boricua constituency. They told him from the Bronx to Puerto Rico to Brooklyn. They told him, you got to step it up, Papa. You got to step it up. So he said, yeah, I got him, you pussy. You know what I mean? So he all gassed up, man. But that's just talk, man. We know talk is cheap. And you know what? I gotta look back because you know it's a difference when you say it like you mean it. Like people today, like when I say it, like people know I mean it. You know what I'm saying? They know I mean it when he say that word. I don't know if Berlanga believed that he's actually calling Canelo that.
You stuck on that whole you don't believe him conversation that we had weeks ago or the last 2 weeks.
No. Yeah. I'm stuck on not having yet been proven. Why I'm not seeing. So we talked about it yesterday. I have to see more from his talk. Like, you know how you slick with your words, you can think on your feet. If somebody insults you, you're going to be like, yeah, you have something very slick to say. Berlanga goes to default fake tough guy antics that don't give me the confidence that he really feel like he could reach across the room and put his hands on this guy like you see from other fighters. Even if it's the push at the press conference, the nervous energy, I don't even see that. I don't see that.
I don't see the nervous energy. I saw him call Canelo. He went in his ear and he was like, we got the audio to it, right? It was like, puñeta. Los mexicanos dicen cabrón. O boricua dicen puñeta. You know what that? And that was him saying, say what you're going to say because puñeta is what it is. And I'm going to break your nose. And then Canelo went on and on and on. And you never saw Canelo respond that way. I just want to know. I just know, actually, by your response now, you're saying that Edgar Belanga cannot actualize his vision, man. Come on, stop. He's a fighter.
Listen, I'm not one of those people that is disappointed should Berlanga actualize his vision. What I'm saying is he may be one of the few, or maybe including you, that see him actualizing that vision.
Now, there's other callers that actualize the vision with him. I'm just saying, you're saying you got no faith. The bets are off on Belanga on your side.
I'm giving the chance. I'm giving him the chance of a young puncher. I'm giving him the chance of, if he really, you know, I would have to see more. Like, I'll give you an example. When we saw Jaleel Hackett versus Pete Dobson.
Yo, I'm sorry. Let me get to this counterpunch because I got to end the show. I got a quick emergency I got to tend to, and I don't want to leave this guy with his money spent. Go ahead to Joker.
Yo, real quick. Now I'll let you go, Ness.
You sure?
Yeah, bro. That way you can end it, bro. Maybe we can save it for tomorrow. Something.
All right. I do apologize. Very unfortunate. This was a great second show. There's a lot of freaking callers. That's not typical. Berlanga really got y'all upset. But I got to handle something, so I do apologize. It was unexpected. Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.